This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 6th, brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, Agriculture Secretary Brooke Vallen spent time with NAFB broadcasters at the Department of Agriculture this morning. A Texas Republican says the USDA's downsizing plan is coming soon.
We are planning to unveil the new USDA reorganization plan next week. So y'all are the first for me to give that date to, but it is coming. And the team has been working very hard on it for a good long while. And I think that especially those in this room will be pleased as we look to analyze, figure out, and provide a solution on how to better serve the American farmer and rancher and rural communities. And perhaps that doesn't mean that we should have so many people in Washington, but more to come on that as we look out into the country.
Rollins said the number of employees retiring from work at USDA is a matter of perspective.
The press has been reporting, and it's a correct number, that under the deferred resignation program, the DRP, we've had about 15,000 USDA employees take that. But I want to put that into context for y'all. USDA has around 106,000 employees in total. Every year, we lose, just by attrition, between 8,000 to 10,000 of those employees. So while 15,000, you know, is blasting across a lot of headlines right now, at the end of the day, through the DRP, hopefully the goal is that it isn't too much of a difference. We are right-sizing. We are, quote, downsizing. But I don't think it is as drastic, perhaps, as a lot of people are looking. And I believe that's important. This organization at USDA, especially the...
Rollins says certain segments of workers at USDA not eligible for early retirement.
We have to ensure that we have the right staffing, whether it is our frontliners, so FSA, et cetera. We have put a huge effort on ensuring that those remain fully staffed and, in fact, become better staffed. And then also on our firefighting front, our wildland firefighters through the Forest Service, those remain priority. And, in fact, we have not accepted the recent DRPs from either one of those groups and have signed a memorandum that no funding freeze or spending freeze or hiring freeze will apply to any of those frontliners or our firefighters.
Secretary Rollins told broadcasters the Trump administration would have announcements very soon about new trade deals with global partners. Rollins also said USDA is working to bolster domestic demand for U.S. farm commodities.
It goes without saying that developing those markets has to be a top priority, that as we have seen a lot of that slide away, especially in the last few years, but frankly over decades, that remaining hyper-focused on making sure that these markets are robust, that our farmers, they don't want these checks. They don't want the government sending them checks to not farm or sending them checks when the numbers don't work. They want a really robust, profitable way to make a business, to continue their fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh generation farms, but also for new and entering people, farmers that maybe don't come from all those generational farming families and communities, but want to be in agriculture.
EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin addressed the same group today, saying there are things he's come to expect as administrator.
One thing as EPA administrator you would be able to appreciate is that every single decision that I make, someone's going to sue me, no matter what. Any yes or no or inactivity, there's no way to navigate any issue where I'm not going to get sued for every decision. So the first part of the question shouldn't be the concerning part or even the surprising part for you. You should not be surprised when there is a suit. The thing that is most important is the second part of your question, what happens as a consequence of that suit.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Farmers Union. Uncertainty is growing in farm country. Family farmers and ranchers are caught in a perfect storm. Skyrocketing costs, unstable markets, shrinking federal support, and rising trade tensions. Yet Congress hasn't passed a farm bill. It's time to act. National Farmers Union is calling on Congress to pass a strong, comprehensive farm bill for farmers' sake. Join NFU and farmers across the country in demanding action. Learn more at nfu.org/for farmers' sake. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.